الحمد لله تتم الصالحات والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Allah Ta'ala has favored us, all of us, with the ni'mah. And the ni'mah is al-Islam, isn't it? The best ni'mah Allah has favored us is al-Islam. And this Islam, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us to live and walk and die as Muslims. Today, bi'ithnillahi Ta'ala, is the 27th day in the month of Ramadan. Month of Ghafara, month of forgiveness. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive all our sins. Brothers within Islam, I want to remind us this morning, like you know, that in life there are times for everything, isn't it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we should make use of five things before five others. Make use of five things before five others. These five things, if you look at it critically, and you sit down, you samu naswa, you sit down and reason deeply, it has something to contribute to your life entirely. And to make you a better Muslim, a better responsible Muslim. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for all of us. What are those five things? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that we should make use of our youthful age before we become old. Today, my brothers and sisters, the younger ones, that are younger than us, and those ones among us that are still young, and the ones that are old that are above us, and the ones that are extremely above the other people that are above us. If you check their life, those ones that are young, younger than us, you will see them so smart and so energetic. So smart and so energetic. Then those that are our level, that we are not too young, but we are still young, are still energetic but not like the other young ones. Your youthful age before you become old. When you are old, you will not have the time to do ibadah much. But when you continue as youth and you old towards ibadah, you will see yourself still old and you are still praying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because it becomes part and parcel of you. If somebody today is old and he cannot observe salah, observe qiyam al-layl, observe tarawih, then there is a problem, isn't it? That's the problem. That's why you see, if you are weak, you will not be able to do anything much. Your youthful age is very important. Most of the prophets of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the work of da'wah, the work of calling to al-Islam, was given to them at the age of 40 and below 40. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was about 40 or around 40, he went to cave Hira, where he normally rests. Where he normally rests to meditate, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the angels appeared to him. And he told him to read, Iqra. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't read, I can't understand. I can't say what you tell me to say. But later he told him, and before you know it, it's the Iqra bi ismi rabbika alladhi khalaqa. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grasped it. That what is required of him is to repeat after the end.
But at that time, he never knew that it's a prophet that came to him. So he run to meet Nana Khadija. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with her. A humble wife. A wife that understands the husband. A wife that is obedient to husband. Nana Khadija. The wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that gave birth to almost all the children of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He met her and she saw him. He said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never disgrace you. And that is how it happened. So that's why you see, when you have a wife, that is what Qurrata'ayn. Qurrata'ayn. A wife that is taqeen, that is what calmness, coolness of your eyes. Anytime the husband is going this way, you say, no, come my husband. She will put you right and advise you. But I think men of these days, they want to dictate always, almost everything to their wife, isn't it? The wife wants to tell them, they say, no, am I the one that married you or you are the one that married me? And before you know it, there will be commotion in the house, isn't it? Without anything. So brothers in Islam, what am I saying? Your youthful age before your old age. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time that he was old, he was young, so energetic, he stand for prayer. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stand for salatu qiyamu layli. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was reported that at a particular time, he recited Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Al-Ali Imran, Surah Al-Nisa, and he was on that, and he heard the azan of salah, for salatu subh, salatu fajr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of recitation is he doing? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he recites, it doesn't recite the way you recite. You know, in our masjid today, we like what? Reciting so quick, isn't it? بالله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودع How did he read? بالله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين He recites slowly. In fact, the Sahaba say, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting Quran, you'll be able to take your pen and follow the way he is reciting. You'll be writing the Quran. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The youthful age of him, he utilizes it in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you are young, you have more time, more opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was reported from one of the pious predecessors that they were walking on a path. They were walking on the path and they come across a pit with his students. And before you know it, he jumped it. And the students were amazing that an old man that is older than them and they are more energetic than them, than him. How come he quickly jumped that pit, that water? So when they sit down later, they now ask him, and I say that yes, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that saved him. Because when he was young, he used his time to serve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that he's old, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one that will help him with the help of his angels. So it can happen to you as well. So my brothers in Islam, make use of your youthful age before you are old. And that's why we always tell you that at the time you are young, like they used to say that, let this your black hair that you have in your head so fast, so that when the white one comes out, the white one can enjoy, isn't it? You know, these days, in our country now, anybody that have white hair, and Allah Ta'ala blessing with wealth, you know, he takes himself as what? An elder in the society. And whenever he wants, he will keep the beard or the hair so that everybody will see it, and he will be combing it, and he will even be dressing it fine. Isn't it? The old hair, which is going to be white, let him enjoy. The black one to sofa. What am I trying to say? You are young, get something doing. Learn and handwork. If you cannot learn and handwork, store it. And as you're solving, get something attached to it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will aid you. Allah ta'ala will bless your handwork. Allah ta'ala will put rahmah and sakina in it. Second, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make use of your time before you are preoccupied. You have time now. Make use of that time before you will not be time anymore. Make use of your time before you get to what? Gara gara. When you go to gara gara, you know what is gara gara? Do you know what is gara gara? At the point of death, you are between dying and what? Going to where? Yes, to the grave. So that is the point of gara gara. You'll be thinking, oh, I think bin Allah will give me some time. Let me go back and spend like more 5 years. Or maybe go. I visited somebody of 72, 73 years old. He's sick. And he was, whatever, he returned from medical, whatever, and the rest. After he came back, I went to visit him. And we're talking, in the course of our discussion, he said, Imam, I am praying for Allah Ta'ala to give me more of my years again. The life of this age that I have spent on earth, I want Allah to give me more of it again. And I look at him and say, ah, did this man know what he's saying? Because at that time, it's going closer to the grave, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, within that year, the man died. Within that year, he died. So when you have time, make use of that your time judiciously. Program yourself. Don't just waste your time unnecessarily. Somebody will just sit down in the house from morning to night, no recitation of the Holy Quran, time for prayer, he doesn't plan him, nothing at all. Another time that he will be preoccupied with a lot of things of dunya. And before you know it, death will come and catch him. Isn't it? فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. You know, all of us, if they say death is here, I believe all of us will run out of this month. If today, I just announced to all that Malak al-Mawj is at the door there. Who will run up first? Is it me that is talking? Or you? It might not be me. Maybe it is you. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. And that's why this leads me to the statement of what, always remember where you are with Allah. Wallahi, if you know your relationship with Allah, you slide the time properly, you will not be afraid of death. You will not be afraid of death. You know, death will catch you whether you like it or not. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. It will miss you. You remember a man that was with Sulaiman. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him. What happened? He saw Malak al-Mawt come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't it? He saw him. Malak al-Mawt, look at him. Is it not the man that I was directed to go and take his soul? And this is not where I should take his soul. Why is he here at this moment? And I'm from this place, I'm going to that place. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed that is the place he will die. From one way or the other, when Malak al-Mawt looked at him, he was afraid himself. And he asked Sulaiman. He asked Sulaiman to what? To pray so that he will go to that particular place where the angel is to take his soul. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَعْلِمَ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. So anywhere you run to, it will crush you. Even if it is what Fibrujim Shayyada, under the rock, death will catch you there. Even if it is what, under the rock, death will catch you there. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So make use of your time before you are preoccupied. The third one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that make use of your wealth before foe that distracts you. You have money, Allah has blessed you with money. And the money, you didn't use it judiciously the way Allah Ta'ala wanted to use it. You don't pay zakat. You don't give sadaqah. You don't pay the poor. You don't use it for the cause of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You don't give masjid and the rest. You always do that which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala doesn't want it. And maybe at the point you want to die. And that is when you begin to talk, I want to do this, or if Allah give me health, or if Allah give me money, after the money has finished, I will do this. Do you understand me? Make use of your world before poverty strikes you. Very bad, isn't it? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody in time. So you as brothers and you as sisters, make use of your world before poverty strikes you. If Allah has blessed you, use that money in the service of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. By giving sadaqah, your money will continue increasing. Because giving sadaqah and giving zakah, you are purifying the world. Allowing sadaqah to remain in it, you are occupying and piling dirty into your world. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. May Allah Ta'ala strengthen our faith in Iman. Number four, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make use of your health before what? Sickness. Make use of your health before sickness. You are healthy today. Tomorrow you might not be healthy. So at the time that you are healthy, make use of it and serve it Allah. Serve Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't allow shaitan to deceive you. Deceive you to the extent of you going astray day in and day out. By the way, you have health. Allah has given you good health. The only thing you do in your life is to use that health to go and commit zina. Is to use that your health to go and do dampare mutani. You use that your health to go and commit backsliding and all those things Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't want the world. At the end of it, you're hoping to die and meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala one day, isn't it? So my brothers in Islam, it is important that your health make use of it before your sickness. Because if you are sick, you cannot do much. Oh, you're not doing anything. You are health, you do it yourself, isn't it? When you are sick, somebody sometime will do it for you. Somebody will feed you. Somebody will put food into your mouth. Somebody will take you out and bring you in. Somebody will continue doing all the things you are doing for yourself. La ilaha illallah. Brothers, it is important that you should know this. So make use of your health before sickness overtakes you. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number five, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make use of your what? Your life before death takes you. Make use of your life before what? Death takes you. Your life is a test, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ الْأَمَلَاءِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. He say Allah Ta'ala say He created what? The life and the death. So that He will test you among you who is best in conduct. So you can see that you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after guiding you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will test your life, want you to live a very good life on the surface of the earth. Today you are living higher. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to what? Use your life in the service of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Not using your life in disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Today, the soul is in you. What are you thinking of it? What are you doing with it? Remember the life you are living. Allah Ta'ala will inquire into it on the day of Qiyamah. And the time Allah will be inquiring into it on the day of Qiyamah, your mouth will be sealed. Your mouth will be sealed. Your mouth will not talk, but your limbs will talk. You take your eye to see. You use your nose to perceive. You use your hand to grab. You use your leg to walk into that place. I used to hear some brothers, you know, when they are not ashamed of their life, anything they can say it and anything they can do, isn't it? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever is not ashamed of himself, anything he feels, let him do. Anybody that is not ashamed, anything he feels like, let him do. And today people are not ashamed. They will do bad things, bad character, bad behavior. They will live a very indecent life and they are proud of it. They are what? Proud of it. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. As you continue growing, death will strike you whenever you never imagine it. Death will never tell you the time it will meet you. Have you ever heard Musa that death wants to come and take you and inform you? Now what? You have that before? Death wants to take you, he comes to you and says, today I want to take you. Has death told you that before? Have you told somebody you had before? But I know you have had somebody who died in your front, in your back, in your sideway, isn't it? Maybe your friend, maybe your brother, maybe your sister, isn't it? So certainly, we will all die. And that's why you need to always live a life that will be of pure tawheed in law. A life that is dedicated to the service of Allah. This is the only way you enjoy your life. This is the only way you will stand well and protect yourself. My brothers and sisters, these five things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we should take care of it before another five meet us. If we live our life in that way, wallahi, we will succeed in this dunya. And in akhirah, we will succeed as well. So what is the problem of us? That we are not conscious of our deen, of our religion. We need to understand this and follow it so that we can save ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us mercy and all the servants of Islam. Brothers in Islam, you can never tell when you die, isn't it? I will never tell. I cannot tell because I don't have the knowledge. But certainly, Qiyamah is certain. Is Qiyamah certain or not? Qiyamah is certain. And in that, when you die, يَتْبَوْ ثَلَاثَ It is three things that will what? Escort you to the grave. How many things? Three things. Your money, which they call your wealth, your mind. Your money will follow you to the graveyard. It will follow you to where? To the cemetery. Your relations will follow you to the grave. Your deeds will follow you to the grave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two will return. One will remain with you. Which one will come back? How many of them? Two. Which one and which one? Your wealth, your money, and your what? Your relations, your family. Have you ever heard where somebody died and they must ask the Lord that the husband love her wife? Loves his wife, so the husband loves his wife and the wife loves her husband, or children love their father and mother. Have you ever heard when somebody died and the child say, I should be buried with my father? You heard that before? Baba, have you heard that before? I've never heard this. They all return back. They will use your money, your whatever, with those cards and whatever to escort you to the grave. And after that, they all return back. Only one remains with you. Which one? Your deen, the kind of life you live on earth, in obedience to Allah or in disobedience to Allah. If it's disobedience to Allah, mashallah, that is when they will begin to ask you some serious questions. مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا نَبِيُّكَ مَا كِتَابُكَ مَا كِبِلَتُكَ. And by that time, maybe if you are not the type that Allah has favored because you refuse to obey Allah, then you'll be shivering. You could not answer anything. But when you are the servant that have spent his time for Allah Ta'ala on earth here, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the opportunity and you will answer them. You will answer it successfully and then your grave will be expanded. And your deeds will continue keeping you company. Your deeds will keep you company. More especially your salah will become your nur in your grave. Zuhur will come and keep you company. To the time of Asr, Zuhur will go back. Asr will come keep you company. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will raise all of us. We'll stand there, the sun will be brought down, and it will be boiling up. Our brain will be boiling until it wants to remove. And we'll continue remaining there for 40,000 years, according to some people, narration. Some say 40 years, some say 400 years. But one thing you need to know is, one day in the sight of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not the time of your day here. It's not. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you. Brothers, wallahi there is trouble on the day of Qiyamah. So make use of your five things of your life, your wealth, your health, your living, that is your life, your youthful age and your time in serving Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala against another fight. Which one is another fight? Death, old age, sickness, poverty, and what? And what? I mentioned four. And what is the number five? Eh? I said death, health, not health, death, sickness, poverty, old age. Which one is number five? Huh? You what? You what? Are you with me at all? Make use of five things before five others. I say your health before your sickness. Your wealth before your what? Before poverty. Your youthful age before your what? Before your old age. Death before your what? Before what? Before death, isn't it? Your life before your death. Then number five, wealth before what?
poverty. Use them in the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will have mercy on you. Go and jot them down. Write them and paste them somewhere in your house. When you wake up in the morning, you see it. You wake up in the night, you see it. Five things before five others. List them down. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. On the day of Qiyamah, don't think it is easy. I think you love your children here, isn't it? On the day of Qiyamah, brothers in Islam, you will be running away from your children and your wife. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ مَرْئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٍ وَيُغْنِي وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ ماذا؟ وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُصْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم ال والفجر. May Allah Ta'ala make our eyes to be known. May Allah guide, protect us, guide us. Make us a better Muslim than we are. Inshallah Ta'ala, this is where we stop today. Bismillah Ta'ala, tomorrow Allah Ta'ala help us. We will ask from here. May Allah save us with iman. May Allah bless all of us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us message and all the self-reliance. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala strengthen the